RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Snatched, now playing in area theaters.
Emily Middleton, played by Amy Schumer, is one of those comedy protagonists you would never raise your hand to go on a long trip with. She is 2017's Del Griffith. At least that John Candy, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles character walked away with our empathy and some respect at the end of his arc. Emily generated a wrinkled brow and a half-sneer from me early on, and the creases only got deeper by the end. Director Jonathan Levine's slide away from his earlier spark continues with Snatched, a fish-out-of-water action comedy aimed squarely at the mother-daughter duos this Mother's Day weekend. The studio will cross their fingers. Audiences do not fully realize what an awful character Emily is, and how few and far between the laughs are, as Emily and her mother Linda, played by Goldie Hawn, bumble and bicker across a chunk of South America. Emily did not invite her mother on vacation to break her out of her cloistered and unhealthy cat dependencies. In other words, it wasn't to help. It is an example of Emily's selfish motivations. She's terrified of going alone because she might have to spend some extensive alone time with herself, probably a person she doesn't want to hang out with either. Linda would love to reconnect with her daughter, but her suspicions are confirmed when Emily oozes through the door plastered, raving about some guy she just met, verbally abuses her mom for being wary in an unfamiliar environment, and then caps off the sequence by farting directly on her mother. Welcome back, Goldie Hawn. Hawn defined her film career by playing the out-of-her-comfort-zone, wrong-place-at-the-wrong-time gal. Think back to 1980s Private Benjamin, 86's Wildcats, and 87's Overboard, three of her most enduring films. Hawn's character is not supposed to be there. She's been misplaced, be it in the army, as a football coach, or a millionairess with amnesia performing domestic housework in rural Oregon. We haven't seen Goldie Hawn on the big screen since 2002's The Banger Sisters, but falling back into habit, Linda is misplaced and kidnapped in South America, fumbling around the Amazon with a daughter as charming as Willy Wonka's Veruca Salt. Writer Katie DePold, writing a string of scripts from 2013's The Heat to last year's lightning rod of controversy Ghostbusters remake, pens another female-driven comedy, including a rare role for an actress over 70. While Hollywood earns its share of shame for neglecting comedians of a certain age, Snatched is not a vehicle to use as an example for more of them. It reminded me of the god-awful Tammy from 2014, starring a similar mother-daughter pair with Susan Sarandon and Melissa McCarthy. If this is how scripts want to treat Sarandon and Hawn, then no wonder executives are loath to take the risk on shabby stories. I'm tearing Snatched apart not so much because it is an opportunity lost, but because it's lazy and off-putting. I'm not sure Schumer and Hawn were ever going to launch a film into the stratosphere. However, Wanda Sykes shows up in a minor role, along with a mute Joan Cusack in a barely there role. It's anybody's guess if a screen time increase for the duo would aid the humor and flow, but it certainly wouldn't hurt. Mr. Law & Order SVU himself, Christopher Maloney, shows up as a great Amazon pretender, and what happens to him is one of Snatched's few surprises. There is also a tapeworm scene which will lean you forward in your seat laughing, and the joke which brings the house down when a mortified Emily gets caught cleaning a sensitive area by the rugged heartthrob. Put it all together and compare it to the film everyone is thinking about, and Snatched is no train wreck. 20th Century Fox drops Snatched into theaters to exploit those mother-daughter pairs looking for their own fare while their husbands and sons run to Marvel superheroes. I hope the ladies are looking forward to laughing at the endless amount of jokes said directly to Emily, explaining how ugly and fat she is. The moms will be excited to see Goldie Hawn again, but will be the most disappointed of all when they realize Hawn is merely a reaction presence and hardly gets any one-liners to herself. This Jonathan Levine misfire is even more disappointing since his earlier 50-50 and Warm Bodies fooled us into thinking here was a guy with a soul and skill to elevate even silly teenage zombie movies. The so-so Christmas comedy The Night Before and Snatched Do more to say Levine got lucky his first few times behind the camera, and this is his average plateau. Here's hoping Goldie Hawn opts to stick around again, searching for the most elusive of scripts, rather than abandoning us for another 15 years. That is why I give Snatched 1.5 out of 4 stars.
Snatched is rated R. Now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.